How good are you at following directions? She's got them down pat this morning. She knows exactly what she's supposed to do. Those directions, when they're being given to you, they depend on who is giving the directions. It might depend on the conditions that you're being given them. Well, Moses was very used to getting directions and to following them. Remember, God gave him exactly how he wanted the tent of meeting and the Ark of the Covenant to be built, as well as the contents of the tabernacle. You see, when God gives instructions, he expects them to be followed to the letter. Moses did, and we can read of that proof. But there was another time that God instructed Moses and Aaron in Numbers chapter 20, verses 7 to 8. He told them to take the staff and go to speak to the rock to produce water. Earlier, God in Exodus chapter 15, verses 5 to 7, instructed Moses, go on ahead of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. Remember, he struck the Nile and it went blood. It's also the staff that he held up and it separated the Red Sea. He said, I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it for the people to drink. Well, this time God told him something different. But apparently Moses was lost in thought or something. He said, take the staff and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so that they and their livestock can drink. Did you catch the difference in the instructions? The first time he told them, strike the rock. Second time he said, speak to the rock. Wow. Moses didn't follow the directions. And this time he struck the rock twice. God brought forth water anyway, but for his disobedience, God warned Moses with these words. Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring any in this community into the land I gave them. The question I would love to ask Moses when I see him is this. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? How many of us like to do things our way? We know better. Or maybe it's just being naive, and we just, from experience, we have a knee-jerk reaction, and we're going to do it our way because that's what we've learned. That's what Mama taught us or Dad taught us. We have to be very careful to listen to God's instructions. You see, when God tells you to follow his instructions, he's not fooling around. Our Lord Jesus, in today's Holy Gospel reading from Mark, gave these instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. If any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your sandals, off your feet when you leave, as a testimony against them. If they were not welcomed, or his message was not received, then they were to treat these people as if they were unclean pagans. See, it's all about being obedient. The apostles preached repentance, drove out demons, and healed many sick people. Jesus gave them the authority, the right, and the power over evil spirits. What they would do would all be authenticating their preaching and their authority. Remember, these were not just some guys off the street, but these were men who worked very closely with Jesus. They were hand-picked. They were the 12 that Jesus knew would be his followers, his apostles, and that his power exceeded far beyond his personal presence. His instructions were very, very real. This was not negotiable. And they had to hurry to do the job that Jesus had given them. This was truly the coming of the kingdom of Almighty God. Jesus' detailed instructions to the disciples to go out two by two was a call specifically meant for that particular point in time, facing the coming crisis, the greatest crisis, the death of Jesus on the cross. You know, I'm thinking of instructions. You see, when Peyton gets up to the plate, he's a big baseball player, and so is Asher. When they get up to the plate and the third base coach gives them a sign, it might be to bunt or it might be to take a pitch. What happens if you don't follow those instructions? The coach is not very happy with you, especially if the coach happens to be dad. Well, you know, it's very, very important. Very important. And, you know, you can't fine a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, but you can help them to learn better. Jesus gave instructions as well to the church. He stood on a mountain in the Galilee and told the apostles and us, go therefore, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. In other words, tell them to follow my instructions. That's what it's all about. The greatest crisis was coming to the church, to the apostles. They would see Jesus be arrested, tried ridiculously, and then he would face death on the cross. We're well aware that the church itself would be faced with crisis after crisis at various points in its history ever since. You see, part of true Christian discipleship is the spiritual sensitivity and discernment. In other words, knowing the good from the bad, knowing what you're to do. What are you supposed to do when there's an emergency? And then what to do regarding it. We only need to look at the world around us to recognize the importance of Jesus' message and spreading it. I'm just thinking now, if Jesus sent the apostles out into Coffee County and beyond, with those same instructions, how many times would they be shaking the dust off their sandals for not being received in such a way? Scary. Scary. I want to remind you of the words that Jesus spoke in John 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You see, each one of us has been called, like the 12 apostles, to tell people that the world is heading rapidly in the wrong direction, and to show to the world that evil has been defeated through Jesus Christ and can be defeated again today by standing on his holy word. Our focus has got to be on Jesus' work, on Jesus' message, without delay. We're making plans, as you've been hearing about, for our Vacation Bible School. The treasure of the chosen ones. That means all of you. We'll meet next Sunday, July 18th through Friday, July 23rd, in the parish hall. And you see the times and dates in your parish life. Not only have you been chosen, but you're invited to come and take part, eat, have fun, share and learn with us. We'll have discussions about what we've learned. I told you, I'm not going to stand up there teaching. I'm going to sit down with you and watch. And then we can discuss it. Now you're probably saying, what are you talking about, Father John? Well, I'm going to give you a little taste of what we're, just a smidgen of what we're going to experience this week. And it's free. You'll be able to, after this, go home and continue with your study from your own living room for free. And if you have a smart TV or a Fire Stick, you can take it from your phone and project it to the TV. I'll teach you how this week, because we do it all the time. I'm going to show you a little bit about, did you turn on this, the projector, please? I'm going to show you a little bit of what we have in store for you. I'm going to ask you to please enjoy this brief video. And the other thing I'm going to ask you is please be sure to register today before you leave. It should come up any second.
Excuse me. I have something for you. For me. Throw this down for a catch.
I don't have a quarrel with you, teacher. But we've been doing this all night. Nothing. All right.
Incredible. Everything that grows here is immaculate. Except for the people. You're such a miserable lot. You worship one God, and yet you're all divided.
Only one language keeps their peace. Learn to speak it.
You are the great Nicodemus.
I serve only God.
Yes. Yes, so do your enemies. Rogue creatures in the wilderness, raving about coming Messiah.
Sarah, you're scared. Lost everything. Burned every bridge. If I don't catch a ton of fish or get some help somehow, they'll arrest me. I'm trapped.
No more talking, Simon. Maybe God can get your attention now.
Lord. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. I saw him. It was incredible.
You have experienced a miracle. You are healed.
What do you want from me? Follow me.
He performed miracles? And seeks no credit? Who did this?
I don't know his name. His time for men to know has not yet come.
We've waited for you for so long, we believe.
You have much bigger things ahead of you, Simon, son of John.
Anything is possible now. Don't you see?
Would you at least know him if you saw him again?
I will know him for the rest of my life.